Good morning. It is Tuesday morning. Parshas Kisisa Tavshim Peidalad. Moving along in the Parsha in Perek Lamed Aleph. The Torah goes back to a theme that it was discussing already earlier, and that is the role of Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur in the being the architect in constructing the Mishkan and Kelim. And the pasuk says that Va'amali osa ruach elokim. So Hashem says, I have filled him with the spirit of Hashem, b'chochma uvisvuna uvidas uvichol melacha. So the three areas of acumen that the Torah addresses, and we'll see what Rashi says: chochma and tvuna and das, and then lachshav machshavas. To be choshev machshavas, to think thoughts with which to make the zohav, kesef, and achoshes. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says chochma. Now, as we know that the three concepts, this chochma, bina, and das, or as the pasuk refers to it here, tvuna and das. What are these three acumens? So Rashi says, masha adam shamea dvar macherim v'lamad. When a person hears something from someone and he learns it, so he's acquired knowledge. So chachma here is that he's acquired the knowledge of what he's learned. So if someone teaches someone, you teach someone 10 plus 10 is 20, that would be chachma. Now you have the knowledge. Now you know certain things. I tell you that there's a law called gravity. That means if you throw something up, it will come down. And now I know. Okay, so now I've committed that to my body of knowledge. So that body of knowledge is called chachma. Uvisvuna. What is tvuna? Mevin davar meliba mitach davar shalomat. So tvuna is mevin davar mitach davar. It means that I could figure out, I could extrapolate B from A. You told me 10 and 10 is 20. But now I could extrapolate and take that further. I could figure out, based on that principle, that 20 and 10 is 30. You didn't actually teach me that fact, but you gave me the kalim with which to figure out that B derives from A. Okay, so that's tvuna. That's, again, maven davar mitach davar. I could take one thing and derive something else. That's a different level, because chachma just means the basic facts that I know, and tvuna is something that I didn't hear, but I'm able to figure it out on my own. Uvidas. Rashi says das is ruach hakodesh. That's the highest level of das. Now, it's the highest level, but das basically is what the Gemara tells us. It's the ability to discern one thing, or separate two things from one another. Em ein das havdalah minayin. In other words, in the hamavdal ben kodesh l'chol, when there is a havdalah, when I use my judgment, in the scale of judgment, I'm able to separate between two concepts. And sometimes it requires a very, very fine line, okay? So there's no great fine line that's required today at 12 o'clock to know that that's called the daytime and not nighttime. Or 1 in the morning, it's called nighttime. We know that. But sometimes things are a little gray. We call it, let's say, twilight, Benesh Mashus, right? Just giving that as a mushel. So in order to be able to discern one from the other, this fine line of demarcation, so that requires a level. And again, and sometimes it requires a judgment. You know, you have to judge, you know, how to relate to one thing and how not to relate to that one thing. You have to make a judgment call. Sometimes it means judging and understanding how to act with people. In other words, my relationship with you might be different, or I might act in certain situations with you differently than I act with another human being, because I'm mavdil. I understand the difference between your temperament and your temperament, and therefore that gives me the ability to use my judgment, my scale of judgment, to differentiate. The highest level of this is a Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, Ruach HaKodesh doesn't come from Chochmah or Das. It doesn't come from the pure knowledge of knowing something, or it doesn't come from the ability to extrapolate B from A. That's Chochmah and that's Tvuna. But Das is in order to have Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, that speaks more to the elevation of man. The ability to be mavdil brings a person, is an important, necessary ingredient for Ruach HaKodesh, because you're using your human, your human faculties, your mind power, and your, and sometimes your emotions, and everything that makes you, every part of your being, every part of your essence is used to arrive at this level of das. Okay, fine. So those are the three chokhmah, bina, v'das. We see that in Shemona Esrei. We ask Hashem for all of that. We ask Hashem to give us the chokhmah, the bina, v'das. Now, what's lachshav machshavas? What does this mean? So Rashi simply says, "Arigas masa choshev." It's the weaving of material requires a thought, right? And a cheshev ha'efod, as we had early in Parshas Tetzave. But there's really another concept of lachshav machshavas. And let me tell you with a story. I very rarely tell stories at this shir, but I'm going to tell you a story now. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in order for him to secure funds for his yeshiva, the Volozhiner Yeshiva, the greatest yeshiva of its time, so he would send out fundraisers, mishalochim, and send them out to different cities to raise funds, like we have today, mishalochim. And one of the mishalochim came back, and he says, Rebbe, he says, we need to just tweak the system a little bit. He says, because until now, you know, they're using a balagola, a wagon driver, you know, like, let's say he's using a taxi, you know, an Uber, okay? And he says, it's not so efficient that I have to rely on the driver, and the driver doesn't always come on time, and he gets impatient, and so on and so forth. It would be much more efficient if the yeshiva would invest in a horse and buggy, and I'll be my own driver, I'll have my own car, and I'll be able to, you know, to go and at will, and it'll be much more efficient. He says, also, look at the way I'm dressed. I dress like a schlepper. He says, when I come to raise money, people, I remember last week we said people judge you by the clothing that you wear. We had that in the Big Day Kahuna. So he says, you know, let me buy myself a nicer set of clothing. I'm a chubadik, a set of clothing. So when I come in, people, they make a roshim. They'll treat me differently. And also, I just need another person to help me in mishamish and to do all these things. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner thought about it. He says, okay, we'll do that. He authorized the yeshiva should pay for those items. And fine. And this person felt that with that, he can make a bigger roshim. He goes to make his collections, and he goes to the countryside to a yid, who was not a wealthy yid, but this yid was a very erlich yid, and he saved his tzedakah money, and he wanted to be very much part of a Volozhiner yeshiva, so he used to give a decent nedava. He gave 50 rubles every year. Vayehi hayom, so he goes to collect the money, and he didn't give him anything, and he's not giving. So he says, you know, why he's on. So he goes back, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, when is the next time you're going to go there? I'd like to go with you. Because he checked the receipts, and he saw that this person didn't give. You know, they didn't have computers, but they still know how to check the receipts from last year. So he says like this. So Mamela, so Reb Chaim, he says, Rebbe, he was, first of all, he was taken aback that Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Gadol Hador B'Chvod V'Atzma, comes to his village. Rebbe, what can I do for you? He says, I just wanted to know why it is that I didn't get the same. He says, as follows, he says, is Kolzman that I knew my money is going, and every penny that I gave is going for Torah, I was happy to give. But now I see that the Mashulach is dressed nicely, and he has a nice horse and wagon, he's got a Mashulach. He says, so, I don't want to use my money to pay for all of that, you know? So it makes sense, right? I mean, sometimes you see that. You know, most those, you know, sometimes they give gifts to their big donors. Around Yontav, they give a Shalach Manas, and, you know, it's a nice gesture. But sometimes, you know what Kavirim say? I don't want them to use the money to buy me a Shalach Manas. I'm fine without the Shalach Manas. You understand? So, you know, it's a strategy. You have to know how to work it. I mean, even if you don't give a fruit plate, but I would say at the very least you should give a bottle of Righteous Seven to all the donors that give money. So Mela, free advertisement on this podcast. Anyway, so Reb Chaim Volozhiner says to the fellow, he says, okay, he says, have you ever learned Gemara before? He says, no, Rebbe, never learned Gemara. He says, did you ever learn Tanakh? He says, no. He said, did you ever learn Chumash? He says, yeah, I learned Chumash, and I know Chumash well. So he says, okay, he took out a chumash of Chaim V'Lashner, and he took out Vayakel, Perek Lamed Hei, but it's really the same thing that we've been reading, right? Vayomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Re'u Korah Hashem b'shem Bitzal b'nur b'n Cholamat Yehuda. Moshe says that Hashem called them Bitzalel, v'yamale also Ruach Elokim, like the pasuk, they filled them with the Spirit of God, b'chachma, b'svuna, u'vadas, u'v'chomalocha. V'lachsh of Machshavis, Mamish this pasuk that we had, Lasses Bazava Bakesav and Nechoshes. Mile Osam Chachma slave, and he filled him with the wisdom of the heart. Lasses Komalechas Chorav Shvachosha, to do all kinds of artisan works. So Reb Chaim V'Lashner turns to the villager and he says, L'chorav, this is very difficult to understand. He says, if you say a person's the Gadol Hador, Goyin Hador, the biggest Lamdan, and he knows how to sew a button. I mean, he knows how to sew. Is that a Mila? So you said he Hashem filled him with the Spirit of God and Ruach HaKodesh and all of these unbelievable Milas. And now he also knows how to weave garments. Is that a Mila? So he says, he should have called him the Goyen HaGadol, and he also knows how to make garments. So he says, really, everything is in the word Lachshav Machshavos. What is Lachshav Machshavos is that he knew, it says that the Chochma V'Dasa Svuna, he knew how to be Mitzaref Oisius, that the Shemayim V'Arts will create. He knew how to combine the letters of the creation. And he made with that Zov and Kesef, and he did all these works. And he says, but there's more to that. There's a Lachsh of Machshavas over here. It means like this. A lot of donations came in. He says, now, not everybody that gives a donation, is their donation going to go to the Spitz? Everybody would want that their gold is going to go mamish to be part of the Aron Kodesh, to the Kruvim, if you would ask what you want your donation to go. I want my donation to go for the Sefer Torah of their new shul. I want it to go for the Aron Kodesh, right? Well, maybe it's just going to go for the coffee room. I mean, how do you know? So Reb Chaim V'Lashner says that he had Ruach HaKodesh. He was able, Lachshav Machshavos, to know what the Machshava was of each person when they gave the donation. A person that was Kula L'Shem Shemayim, so he saw in that gold that was given with that Kavana, so it went for the Aron HaKodesh. It went for the Kruvim. And if a person basically was L'Shem Shemayim, but there was a little bit of his own Negias in there, a little bit of Kavod, so it went for something less, maybe, right? You have the Shulchan wasn't as on the highest level like the Aron HaKodesh. He says, and what if a person really had even less kavana, so went for big dekuna, which don't have the same lasha, which doesn't have the same level of kedusha? So he says, but Saul was able, with his ruach hakodesh, lachshav of machshavas, he was able to define the machshava of each person, what it was when they gave that material. And the more l'shem shemayim it went for highest level. You know, the Vilna Gaon says that if a shul was built kula l'shem shemayim and all the materials that were donated to a shul with l'shem shemayim, the shul would never cease to exist, or a yeshiva, it would have nitzchias, right? And we could talk a lot about this. Reb Chiya wanted to assure that there'd be Torah in Klal Yisrael, so he planted the seeds to produce the flax from which to make the nets, to catch the deer, to shech the deer, to take this, to scrub the hides of the deer, and to write a Sefer Torah, and to teach children with it. In other words, he was involved in every little aspect that led up to that Chinuch HaBonim. And then he gave the meat of the deer, and he gave it to Aniyim, and so on and so forth. And they all speak about that the more purity that's associated with the efforts of Kedusha, it gives a higher level of Kedusha. I think the Vilna Gaon said something that if the axe that was made to chop down the wood that would be used to build a new shul, that axe would be made l'shem shemayim, so that kedusha that would go into the shul itself. So this is what Bitzalel had. So Reb Chaim V'Lashner says, you Yid, you don't have to worry about it. It's the people that gave their money for V'Lashner Yeshiva with the highest kavana possible, that mamish came to support the big lumdom in the yeshiva. In other words, the V'Lashner Yeshiva had the likes of Reb Yossel Slutsker, and had the likes of Reb Shimon Shkup, had the big, greatest gedolim of the generation. He says, that money will support them. And if a person really didn't have any L'shem Shemayim, they just felt they had to give a donation. So taka, that money goes for the horses. That goes for the fared, right? In other words, so you don't have to worry. The fact that the Mishulach is wearing a nice suit and is wearing yours, but your money is supporting the Moisid in the highest level if you're L'Shem Shemayim. That's the way that Reb Chaim Volozhiner gave over to that Yid. So that's the story I wanted to share with you, even though we don't usually tell stories in the morning, but it does illustrate a wonderful point that that Bezal was endowed with that ability. I just want to move on and talk a little bit about that in the parsha we have now, Shabbos. So Hashem says like this. He says, "Acheshabsoisei tishmoiru ki oisi beini veneichem. You should observe my Shabbosim because it is a sign and ois between me and your generations. Ladas kani ani mikadishchem." And then it says, "Yishmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hilachem." And then it says, Shesh Hashem, you should do work, and so on and so forth. So there's a brisker rav here. He says like this. Shabbos, there are two aspects of Shabbos. One aspect of Shabbos is, and actually this is, you come from the Aseres HaDibros, the one in Yisro and the one in Veschan, and have two different themes. One theme is, it's Zechi Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the whole Yisoid of Kedushas Yisrael, that the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out like a schlepping the vlad out of a womb from Mitzrayim. It says, "I show Seisieschem Eretz Mitzrayim Lios Lachem Lelakim." I brought you forth from Mitzrayim to make you a god. Hamala Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. I elevated you from Eretz Mitzrayim. VeYisum Kedosh. You should be holy. Ki Kedosh Ani. So you see that the aspect of kedusha of Klal Yisrael is a result of the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam redeemed us from Mitzrayim, and you find all other. Many other such situations, and regarding Shabbos, it says that this is an osi beini uvenechem, and it's a sign to know ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, that I am Hashem that I made you holy. So again, the kedusha comes from the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a relationship with us. He's mikadish us because he took us forth from Mitzrayim. That's the zeichel letzias Mitzrayim aspect of Shabbos. There's another aspect of Shabbos, and that is Zecher Lamaseh Bereshis, right? That doesn't speak to the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. That speaks to the oneness and the belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, and that is the Oath when it says after, Sheish Hashem Imasa Hashem. So there's two aspects of an Oath. Shabbos is an Oath that Hashem created the world. Shabbos is an Oath that He took us out of Mitzrayim. Now the first Oath, which is Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, points out the Brisker Rav, is not only true of Shabbos, it's actually true of all the Yom Tovim, because they are all called Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. Just think about the Kiddush that we say on the night of every Yom Tov. Look about the Shemana Esrei. We're always saying Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. So the Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim aspect of Shabbos is true of Yom Tov as well. Says the Brisker Rav, and that's a certain oath, and that's why both Shabbos and Yom Tov we don't wear tefillin, because you don't need the oath of tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because they are themselves osos. So Mamela, he says, that's why it says, Ach es Shabsosai tishmoru. Shabsosai in the plural, says the Brisker Rav, doesn't mean my Shabbosim, my two kinds of Shabbos. Shabbos Bereshis, what we call Shabbos Bereshis, Saturday, the Shabbos of the week, and the Yom Tovim. The Lashon of Rambam is Kulam Shabbos Hashem. The Rambam, when he talks about the mitzvah to make Kiddush, the Rambam holds that the Kiddush and Avdolah of Yom Tov is also a derisa because it's included in Shabbos, Kulam Shabbos Hashem. The mitzvah to make Kiddush on Shabbos, everything that's called Shabbos requires Kiddush and Avdolah, and that Shabbos Hashem is that's what the Reb Chaim says regarding that. I once gave a shiur on that from my uncle Sefer. He talks about that inyan. But here the Brisker Rav is saying that Shabbosai refers to Shabbos Yom Tov. Therefore, at the beginning, ki oisi beni veneichem, ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. That's the aspect of the kedusha. That's the aspect of the oath that refers to what Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, it says Shabbosai in the plural of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ushmartem es haShabbos. But the next pasuk, Shabbos in the singular, that's the aspect of Shabbos that's connected. Zecher l'masa bereshis, and zeich l'masa bereshis is not Yom Tov. Zeich l'masa bereshis is only Shabbos. Hashem created the world in 6 days, and it was Shabbos on Shabbos. So that aspect only applies to Yom Tov. So we don't have the zeich l'masa bereshis on Yom Tov. You only have the zeich l'masa bereshis on Yom Tov. So this is good to know going to a Shabbos that we celebrate, if you will, the two aspects of what Shabbos is: the two osos, the os of Brios Olam, the os of zeich l'tzias Mitzrayim, and that's why it says Shabbos assigned the plural. But on Yom Tov, we only have the os of zeich l'tzias Mitzrayim, not the os of Moadim, and therefore that's why their Torah refers to it here in the singular of Shabbos, as opposed to the beginning composite that refers to it as Shabbos Osai. Thank you for coming. Have a good day. Have a good day, Gabriel.